to be praised. Sing somebody your song. Signs and wonders from above. When you pour out your spirit,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
on the old and the young, in the power of your presence,
Jesus.
Holy Spirit, rain, falling like a flood, break upon our praise,
Jesus,
as we sing of your love.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, fire,
Jesus,
burn within our soul,
Shepherd,
as we call on your name.
Jesus.
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 As we call on your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Dreams and visions of the sun.
Jesus.
As we stand in your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Revelations of your love,
Jesus.
As we look to the heavens, Holy Spirit, rain,
yes,
falling like a flood, break upon our praise,
Jesus,
as we sing of your love. Holy Spirit, burn within our souls,
Jesus,
as we call on your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
As we call on your name, Jesus. As we call on your name, hallelujah. As we call on your name. Holy Spirit,
Jesus,
burn like a fire, all consuming. Please consume me here in your presence, Lord. I surrender,
yes,
to your glory, for your glory. Spirit, burn like a fire, all consuming.
Jesus,
consume me here in your presence, Lord. I surrender to your glory, for your glory.
Glory, Lord.
Surrender to your glory.
Jessica. Your glory, Lord.
Holy Spirit, rain, falling like a flood, break upon our praise,
Jesus.
As we sing of your love. Holy Spirit, fire, burn within our soul, as we call on your name.
Jesus.
Jesus, say it, Jesus.
Jesus.
Call on your Jesus. Oh Lord, I thank you for the opportunity of singing for you, God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Welcome you into our presence
oh,
today.
Oh, glory, glory, glory.
The hallelujah,
Lord.
Worship and spirit and
glory.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, here's a photograph. I'll just let y'all look at it and pass it around. It's two different plants, okay? They look the same. Two different plants. And I've been out ill this morning. I might even get around talking about it. So, sometimes you just.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get touched by the Holy Spirit, you just kind of want to stay there for a while.
Yeah, you do.
Right off. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'll hang out around here a little bit. I always wondered, I'd be in church through the years, and somebody would get out like Candace and just sing a song that's so inspiring. Everybody's just going, I'm hit, boy, you know, I'm just so inspired. And then the pastor or the preacher would get up and just start right in, you know, like nothing had happened, you know. And I'm going, wow, how can he do that? You know, isn't he just floored too, you know? So, yeah, I'm floored this morning, but I'm going to push on. So last week, we talked about the need to focus on good things,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And not evil things.
Yeah.
We want to focus on the good things. So, anybody have any success with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Right? Yeah, because I don't see a bunch of browns on your face and a bunch of panic and all that kind of stuff, right? You know, I mean, hopefully we've had some success because we walk in joy, right? Brother Thurston was talking about the joy. We want to be in his joy and his joy be full. So, last week, we discussed the disciples as they were in a boat in a storm on Lake Galilee,
mm-hmm.
Right? And so they were there, and we talked about how they did not focus on the power of God.
Amen.
When Jesus fed the 5,000. Remember, they didn't think about that. They didn't meditate on it. They weren't focusing on the power of God. They were focusing on their own strength in that boat.
Mm-hmm.
My own strength to get across the lake. My own strength to row against the wind.
You know, you're right about that. They were not just mere fishermen. They were, I mean, that was their livelihood. That's mm-hmm. what they did. That's
yeah.
who they were. So, which many times they had gotten over. Probably through storms. They were very familiar mm-hmm. with storms.
Sure.
And they were relying, you know, that's a good truth you're bringing out there. They were relying on their own strength.
Mm-hmm.
What we do today sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We try to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're very intelligent. But that is a very good point. I had never heard nobody bring that point out.
Jesus had compelled them. He says it constrained them. When he told them to get in the boat and go across the other side, it was like he compelled them, commanded them, get in the boat, go to the other side, I'll meet you. You know, I got to go pray and I'll dismiss the crowds and stuff. So he had told them, basically he gave them another commandment, go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to obey his commandments, but they were doing it in their own
strength.
Whoa.
In their own strength.
And that's a point. I mean, we could, that'll teach, we could just be there for a while. We could just sit there for a while.
I might not get to that plan that long. But yeah. So, you know, if you focus on your own power
mm-hmm.
against life difficulties,
mm-hmm.
you're going to meet defeat.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. We were not meant, we were not built, we were not created
mm-hmm.
to handle life's difficulties in our mm-hmm. own strength.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We were supposed to be connected to God through
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Through the Holy Spirit within us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus came back and reestablished that when he brought the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now we're connected with God through prayer, through the Holy Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit intercedes us, right?
Mm-hmm.
The groanings. Well, we're going to go into all that. But anyway, so yeah. So we were never meant to face all these difficulties in our own strength.
Yeah.
You see. We're meant to have the strength of God.
Jesus.
The strength of God, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to focus, right? Mm-hmm. Focus on the power of God within us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. They had a power, the disciples had a power there in the boat. They had a power beyond
rowing.
The oars. They had a power, but they didn't use the power.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We have the power within us. Mm-hmm. Are we going to use power?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to talk about the miracles.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The miracles are fun. I mean, the miracles are big, important. But the miracles are just like physical manifestations. All right? We're talking about a power within us to change our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when someone says something that hits us the wrong way, and we kind of, we got a power within us
mm-hmm.
that we can transcend that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
And instead of responding, we can respond in love.
Right.
You see.
Uh-huh.
Instead of coming back, oh, you're going to hit me on the cheek, I'll hit you on the other cheek. You know? No, we can turn that other cheek, you see. You see how that goes?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of power we got within us. That kind of power. And Jesus stood there and took the beating. Mm-hmm. Jesus hung on the cross and took the shame, the disgrace. And he had the power within him.
Mm-hmm.
To do a physical miracle.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right? He could do a physical miracle, but
he could call the angels.
He had a power within him also, mm-hmm. you see, to work on his mind
mm-hmm.
and to love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you will find yourself walking. If you focus on God's power, your difficulties will seem ever so small in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think we got big difficulties, but if we focus on God's power, we think, oh, that's nothing.
mm-hmm.
You see, because God's power is so much greater than our difficulties. So much greater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said a word that sometimes we make our circumstances bigger than God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little God, big circumstance.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So anyway, you will find yourself walking on and through those difficulties. And find that you have the ability to bring peace to others. We can bring peace to others by letting the power of God work in us, especially those you're discipling. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're discipling someone and something occurs, you don't get upset. They look at you and go,
mm-hmm.
why aren't you upset? mm-hmm. I'm upset. Why aren't you upset? I got the peace of God within me. Why you got the peace of God? What are we talking about? Got the Holy Spirit within me. Well, I got the Holy Spirit within me, but I'm all upset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you need to focus on God. And stop focusing on the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can pass this on to those you're discipling, to those you're teaching, those you're influencing, those you're around. And let them know, you know what? You're not left out in the cold. Mm-hmm. You got the same spirit I got, or you can have it, depending on where they are. You can have the same spirit I got.
Mm-hmm.
We got the same brother. Anyway, Brother Thurston talked this morning about the seeds of destruction. Seeds of destruction. It was kind of interesting because that's what I was going to talk about today. I was going to talk about a garden.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So in order to have a good garden, you have to plant good seeds in the garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to plant bad seeds. Because whatever you plant, that's what's going to come up, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not exactly true. Because we can get some stuff coming up you didn't even plant.
Yeah.
Talking about weeds, right?
Yeah.
You didn't plant those weeds, but they come up anyway.
Yes, they do.
So if you want to have you not only got to plant good seeds to have a good garden,
mm-hmm.
but you also, from time to time, you have to pull out the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pull out the weeds.
Yeah.
Now, it's easier to pull out the weeds and less harmful to the good plants if you pull out the weeds when they're still young.
Mm-hmm.
If you can pull out the weeds while they're still young.
Yeah.
A weed that has grown and established an extensive root structure is not only more difficult to pull out, but it would also upset other plants in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
That root structure will intertwine with the root structure of the good plant that you put in there. And when you pull out that weed, that those roots of the weed will pull out the roots of the good plant.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly you got a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
With nothing, you see, if you let that root structure grow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to come out. Weed's got to come out, because if it doesn't, it and its seeds will ruin the garden.
Yeah.
Okay? Why do you want to get a weed out while it's still young? Because of the root structure, but also if it grows to make seeds, where are those seeds going to fall?
Back in the soil.
All over your garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
All over your garden. And suddenly you got a whole garden full of weeds.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch out for that. All right? So I wanted to talk about this photo that everybody, I think, hopefully has seen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from my practical experience. You know, Jesus told a story about the sower who sowed seeds in a field, and at night an enemy came and sowed tares, you know, in amongst the wheat,
mm-hmm.
the weeds amongst the wheat. And so the servants came to the master and said, you know, master, you know, you got weeds all among your wheat, and enemies, you know, what has happened? He says, the enemies come and sowed them, you know, and they said, well, do you want us to go pull them out? And he said, no, wait, unless you pull out the good plant,
mm-hmm.
right? So I didn't know what a wheat looked like growing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what a tear looked like growing.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I understood that is I raised on a peanut farm,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I was always having to get out there and hoe peanuts. I was always having to go there and pull the weeds out of the peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time that was pretty easy. You had grass, you had weeds, you know. They don't look anything like a peanut plant. But there was one weed, as you can see here, it looks almost exactly like a peanut plant
mm-hmm.
when it's young. Now when it gets older, you can tell the difference. But when it's young, the leaves of the coffee weed here on top looks just like the leaves of a peanut plant.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same color, they're the same shape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like almost indistinguishable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they get older, they develop certain characteristics, and you can tell, boy, that's a weed. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That is a coffee weed. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The stem is different, the leaves have changed a little bit. The leaves of a peanut plant get dark, the leaves of a coffee plant stay light. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can really tell the difference once they get older.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, by then, root structures in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little too late, right?
Mm-hmm.
You try to go pull it out,
mm-hmm.
right? So, if you really want to be able to get it when it's young, all right, you got to get down, way down, and you got to examine the stems
mm-hmm.
of the plants. Wow. And you'll see the stem of the coffee weed plant is smooth and straight,
mm-hmm.
but the stem of a peanut plant is not. It's kind of hairy and fuzzy.
Uh-huh.
So it's not easy to tell when they're young.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not easy to tell when they're young, but it takes a lot of looking at. And by, after a while, you can recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you really get down there and look at it. So what has this got to do with the Bible? Because we're not talking about the weeds and tares, terrible, are we?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about something different here. But we're discussing about us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Discussing about us. How do you tell sin from something good?
Mm-hmm.
How can you tell if you are sinning? What is your sin?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing something evil or are you doing something good? Well, you can't always depend on other people to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because our confidence in Christ looks like arrogance and pride to some people.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm seeing some nods over here.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some nods over here. Our confidence in Christ and His power working within us and now His ability to overcome anything that comes against us, right? That looks like pride and arrogance to some folks.
Mm-hmm.
They come into, oh, you're just in pride, buddy. You're just being arrogant. Well, our peace in Christ, our peace in Jesus, looks like apathy, maybe selfish unconcern to some people.
Mm-hmm.
I got a peace in Christ. Well, you just don't care. Mm-hmm. If you don't care, you'd be upset. Yeah? Our added desire for God's kingdom, to see His righteousness, to seek His kingdom, to see His righteousness, right? Matthew 6, 33.
Mm-hmm.
To some people, that just looks like we're being judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
We're being judgmental. Our forgiveness of others looks like a lack of concern for justice.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps we're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we're afraid. Can you think of some other? Maybe you can think of some other cases where you're doing something good.
Mm-hmm.
And but taken to.
The world misinterprets it.
Mm-hmm.
I know if you say praise the Lord, hallelujah, around some folks, they think it's terrible. You know, you keep doing it, you're really just being a...
You're being showy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times it just comes out natural, but to them it's not.
Sure.
You're just acting churchy and you're better than me and religious.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's Pentecostal yeah. Holy Rollers what you are. Like, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of examples you can come up with. Maybe, here's one. Our concern for others.